From the Hawk's Nest, high atop Old Barney, 105.7 The Hawk takes flight with another hour of classic rock. Streaming live on the Radio Pop app for smartphones. And on your computer at 105.7thehawk.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. 105.7 The Hawk. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you live to the opening round of the state playoffs here in New Jersey. Central Jersey Group 1, we are back at Point Pleasant Beach for the first time in a long time, as the second-seeded Garnet Gulls gets it to take on the seventh-seeded Rams of South River, along with former Wall head coach Chris Barnes and Ed Sarluka down on the field. Matt Harmon up here in the box. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout, pause for the national anthem. We're back with the rest of the pregame show and the opening kickoff right after this on the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Well, it's only been 32 years since Point Pleasant Beach High School has been able to host a state playoff game. The last time they did, they lost 20-0 to Paulsboro, hoping for a better result here this evening. Welcome back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week. This is the pregame show. Ed Sarluka down on the field. Chris Barnes, the former Wall and Jackson head coach, filling in tonight for Kevin Williams. Good one on tap for you tonight as the Garnet Gulls of Point Pleasant Beach, under the direction of second-year head coach John Wagner, try and get themselves into the semifinals. They did win a state playoff game last year. Let's go down to the field and join the opening coin toss.
Gentlemen, Jim Foligno, your head official for today's game. Shout-out to Jim Larkin and Keith Farrell. Gary Rosenberg's your umpire. Dennis Pachetta's on the beach side. Jimmy Torelli's on the South River side. Donnie D'Amico's the back judge. You're the captains for today's game. I expect you to act like captains. There's a penalty as for a red, white captain. One of you guys step out. Sportsmanship at all times. Red talks to red, white talks to white. You want to talk to each other, do so nicely. Any questions? South River, who's calling it for you?
I am, sir.
What was your choice?
Tails.
Tails is the call. Throw it in the air, let it hit the ground. Tails is the call. It's a head.
We're going to receive, sir.
We're going to receive? Which goal you'll end up?
Okay, Matt. Chris of Point Pleasant Beach won the toss and have elected to take the football with their high-powered 45-point per game offense.
And we look at what the Garnet Gulls, Coach Barnes, have done so far this year. They have put up unbelievable points, and one of the rare teams that still run that old wing T formation. But so far in the last 2 years with John Wagner, they've done it almost to perfection.
It's a great offensive system, and it's based on a system, especially with the blocking schemes. There's a rule for every snap. You know, and if you execute it well and you get what you want out of the offense, a lot of hands touch the ball, very balanced, more key to a run-oriented offensive system. Play action will be big for them tonight off that run game if they can get it established early.
We'll have plenty of time to break down the bracket here in Central Jersey Group 1 as the night goes on. Shore Regional is the top seed. They and Point Pleasant Beach finished in a dead tie for the top two spots. Shore was awarded the top seed based off of strength of schedule. Going back deep to receive for the Garnet Gulls, Danny Ty, the senior and fellow classmate Kyle Samaritano, and they will await the kick here of number 7 for South River, Marcio Correa. The Rams are in their white away jerseys, maroon helmets with the Ram insignia on either side, silver pants with the maroon and white stripes. Point Beach in their all red jerseys, red pants, white helmets with the Garnet Gull insignia on either side. The Beach has waited a long time to have a home playoff game with success. 1980, the last time they played a game here at home. They are 2-9 in their 11 prior postseason matchups. This kick angled off to the left. It will trickle out of bounds and draw a flag. So we will see what Point Pleasant Beach elects to do here. They under the direction with all of the high-powered running attack. It is a sophomore that takes the snaps. Jake Fioretti, 5'11", 165-pound sophomore. Danny Tai, Andre Cochran, and Kyle Samaritano, the three backs of the backfield. The tackles, Tommy D'Amore, Timmy Morris, the guards, Quinn Kuzma, and Lucas Jordy, and Sean Strunkich is the center. The tight end is Bill Barry. We'll see who gets the start tonight at the wide receiver spot. There will be at least three guys we will see play that spot tonight, and it looks to be number 11, Bobby Parlow, who will get the call here this evening. It is a 4-3 defense for South River. We'll go through their lineup in just 1 second. They stack the box with five guys. This time it'll be Cochran off the right side. Simple sweep play going that direction, and he will break the play into the 40-yard line, take it to the 42 for a gain of just about 7.5 to leave the Gulls with a 2nd and 3.
Well, Chris and Matt, if you could run the wing T and run the belly and the sweep successfully,
yep. Got it,
you're in good shape.
Without a doubt. Standard play, staple play in the offense right there.
Second down, let's call it 3. Just 30 seconds gone by. It'll be Samaritano this time. Breaks off a couple tackles into the open field. Cuts back against the grain. He will go for a touchdown. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Two plays and a score. 65-yard drive that took up just 46 seconds off the clock. And Point Pleasant Beach has opened up a 6-0 lead.
Again, standard play. Sweep, buck sweep. And it looks like right now South River is going to have to make some adjustments on forcing that play, right, Coach?
Well, if you got to make adjustments after two plays,
yep.
you could be in for a long night because, you know, Sammartino, Ty, or Cochran, any of them could go the distance anytime they touch it.
So Sammartino gets the score. On for the extra point here is Zach Yates. Snap was a little off. The hold was good. The kick is up, and that kick is good. What an electric start here for the Beach. 46 seconds in, and they lead this one by a score of 7-0. Guys, let's talk a little bit about this South River team. We won't take a break here. The Rams are under the direction of longtime head coach Rick Marchese in his 31st season. He has made 10 trips to the finals. He has 4 of the 9 state championships that South River owns. It's been a while since they've won one, all the way back to 2001. But, Chris, you know, a Group 1 program sometimes doesn't maybe get the respect around the state that it deserves, but South River is a top-notch football program.
Outstanding tradition, man. I mean, it goes back to the days, and you will talk about it, I'm sure, more, Joe Theismann, Drew Pearson, Kenny Jackson, and they have a great tradition. These kids have been here before. I mean, they've been in 5 finals since 99. And, now it's going to be a challenge. They need to show some poise here, get back to what's got them here.
They are 6-3 on the season. We'll look at their schedule and how things have played out. There are a couple of teams from the Shure Conference they have matched up against this season. Going back deep, number 40, Doug Ryan, number 11, Thomas Patera. They await the kick of Yates. Makes the back line, picked up by Patera. Short kick at the 21-yard line. Across the field into the South River sideline. He'll get out over the 30 and will get stopped and tackled there. That play made by number 26, Trey Watkins, on the stop. So first down and 10 now for the Rams. Wyatt Boiler is their senior quarterback. Where's number 19? Joined to the backfield tonight by Doug Ryan. Good-looking sophomore running back. He keys the offense for this Ram attack. Thomas Patera starts at one wide receiver. Mark Austin is the other. The tight end is Bobby Applegate. It will be Ryan into the short side of the field, offensive left. Breaks a couple of tackles, gets taken down at the 37-yard line. Quinn Kuzma on that stop. Rest of the set for South River, the tackles, Tyler Hill on the right side, Joe Williams left, Lane Smith at the left guard, Richie Leo Grand at the right guard, and the center is Kyle Bird.
That was Fioretti who came up in 2 yards into the South River backfield, but went to his knees, missed the tackle. hence a five-yard gain for South River on their first offensive play.
Minute and a half gone by, second down here in four shotgun formation for Boiler. He's got Ryan in the backfield wanting to throw. Pressure comes, flares it to the outside. Catch made by Puteri. He's a dangerous weapon on the outside, but great closing coverage by Danny Tai, one of the three back guys in this 4-4 alignment. And let's start there, Chris. We talk about the wing T offensively. Not many teams run the 4-4 defensively anymore either.
No, a lot of people have gotten away from that. It's sound. It's simple. They've got some good athletes. They're doing what they I would feel you would do with a cover three. Soft zone cushion. They're going to throw the outs to Hitches. But a corner made a nice play up.
Third down here and three from the 38-yard line. Flags are out. Power I formation. It will be procedure against South River. Let's run through that 4-4 set. Andre Cochran and Nick Fiore, the two ends. Lucas Jordy, Justin Leach, the tackles. Bill Barry and Kyle Samaritano, the outside linebackers. Joe Wagregniak and Quinn Kuzma, the inside guys. Danny Tai, Jake Fioretti, the corners. And Zach Yates is the safety.
You know, during the week, I went to one of the practices. I talked to John Wagner about the 4-4. He said he had to move Cochran up from the secondary. Hence, he went from the 4-3 to the 4-4. He's just too active.
New look here. Five wide receivers. Here comes the blitz. Boiler in trouble. Finds a man. That catch is made. Hauled in by Mark Alston, number five. But shy of the 40-yard line. That's going to be shy of the first down as well. And on fourth down and two, you would think a punting situation. Thomas Patera, the wide receiver, doubles as the punter. And now it looks like changes will be made and the punt team will come on. 3 minutes into our first quarter, 7-0, the Beach.
There was a situation where they had a flat curl combination against cover three. That's what you want to throw. But where, you know, in high school football, kids are a little bit young. He's got to get to the sticks, and he didn't get deep enough. He was just in front of the sticks when he caught the ball.
Usually taught to go a yard pass.
Absolutely.
So that if you do have to come back, you have a little bit of cushion.
Yep.
Patera on to punt. Tai back deep. Here comes pressure from Beach. Patera with a low end over end kick. Bounces at the 35, picked up at the 30 by Tai. Full head of steam in midfield. He breaks into the open field at the 40 and will get taken down in Ram territory. That stop made by Michael Zukowski, a touchdown-saving tackle. Boy, how about that, Ed? He picked that ball up and just got shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, very rarely will he want a fair catch, Danny Tai. He is the quickest of the three backs in the backfield. Each one possesses a different skill. Cochran, the power runner, Samaritano, good on those sweeps, and Tai is a breakaway running back.
Same three into the set here. It'll be Tai at the fullback spot, Cochran at the halfback, and a flag comes out right now.
Sideline warning, guys, on the Beach sideline. Get that out of the way early.
Richard Leo Grand, Patrick Barry, the two ends for South River. Didn't have a chance to go through their formation. Sam Walker, Joe Williams, the two tackles. Thomas Drum, Lane Smith, the outside linebackers. Isaiah Sudum, the middleman. Thomas Patera, Hunter Wolf, the corners. The safeties, Doug Ryan and Wyatt Boiler. Here's the inside carry. That goes to Tai. He's into the open field for just a second. Dropped the football, but was ruled down at the 29-yard line. That will go as a gain of just about seven, bring up second down and three. Chris, what I've noticed early on here is that South River has basically taken all 11 guys and put them in the box, where if Beach can break a couple of those tackles, they got a lot of room in front of them.
Yeah, their secondary help is not there, Matt. I mean, once they get to the second level, you know, they're in the secondary really untouched.
Second down and three. Split back set again. Samaritano in motion. Inside counter for Cochran, his turn to get his hands on the ball. Runs through one tackle, gets down to the 20-yard line, and will pick up a first down. Chains will move.
You know, from midseason when I saw Beach up front and live against Keyport, I raved about their offensive backfield. But the thing that makes everything work in this wing tee is those two guards and those two offensive tackles, and throw the center in there. They have a group four line.
Cochran goes to the wing this time. It'll be Samaritano on the carry. And he will punch it forward to the 16-yard line. Gain of about five will leave Point Beach with a second down and five. 7 minutes, 20 seconds remaining and running in the first quarter.
You know, the key to stop this offensive system sometimes is to get penetration, you know, Coach. But with that, if you're getting up too far, too much, we're going to get trapped often. And
yeah,
make that a little
makes
bit.
It easy for those offensive guards.
Yep.
Quick hitter this time for Cochran up the middle. And he will get down inside the 10-yard line. That's going to be a Point Beach first down and set up first down and goal. Chris, what about just the unfamiliarity of a team to play against the wing T? You know, again, we said it's a set that most teams don't use anymore. So if you only see it once a season, not easy to prepare for.
Difficult, and especially at the Group 1 level with personnel, to create the speed and the movement you want from the other side of the ball, it's very difficult to do that. And you don't see it very much anymore.
Noah Yates, the wide receiver, split to the right, tight end back to the left. This time the carry will be for Ty. Good penetration that time for number 54. That is Richard Leo Graham, the sophomore defensive end. Well, that might be the scene, Ed. You know, if you're South River, you've got to take maybe some chances up front.
Yeah, definitely. Take some chances. Maybe blitz some linebackers. How do you think Jake Fioretti feels, the young quarterback for the Gulls, playing on his grandfather's football field?
I would think not too shabby. Right?
No, not bad.
Split back set again. Sankin in goal from back at the South River 14-yard line. Samaritano in motion. Here's the sweep off to the right side. Great cut by Ty. Inside the 10, inside the 5, lowers the shoulder, fumbled the football, but ruled as a touchdown. Crossed the plane before the ball popped out, and another score for Beach. They've had it twice. They have scored twice and lead it 13-0.
Blocked very well. I mean, it was a toss outside off of motion. South River did a great job of turning it inside, and that's what you want to do with the sweep, but they're getting bodies on the second level too.
Yeah, this is a team on a mission, yep. Matt and Chris. You know, they're going to let nothing stand in their way on their march to a Group 1 championship.
Here's Zach Yates on for the extra point. Flags come out just as the ball was snapped. Looks like it's going to be offside against South River. Not sure if that changes the plan. Probably not this early in the game. No reason to go for two. Just take the point. Sometimes, Chris, I guess teams might even decline this, just not even to mess with the cadence of what is a normal extra point.
Without a doubt, yeah. Just no need to sometimes.
Beach does accept it, and they'll move in a yard and a half for an 18-yard extra point. Good snap here, good hold. Kick is up, and no problem for Yates. He booms that one through. Make it 14-0 in favor of the hometown Gulls. We step out for our first time out. You're listening to High School Football. It's our open MRI game of the week here, playoff style, on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And Point Beach with the kickoff. It will be fielded by a second-level man for South River, number 43. Unfortunately, not on our playoff roster here tonight. Takes it out to the 31-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Rams. 5:49 remaining in the first quarter. Point Beach with a 14-0 advantage. After this play, we'll go down to the field. Ed Sarluka's got some scores to pass along to you. We'll do it after this first down set here for South River. Split backfield, wing off to the left side of the formation. Here's Doug Ryan, the bruising back, tackled in the backfield for a loss of 2 to the 30-yard line. Host of goals in on the tackle along those lines. Joe Cochran leading the charge. Ed.
Couple early scores in a big one, all shore matchup. Mattawan in Long Branch. Long Branch on the board with a field goal, 3-0 first quarter. And Middletown South with a 60-yard drive takes a 7-0 lead on the road against West Windsor South.
Second down and 12. Shotgun formation for Boiler. Wants to throw. This one almost intercepted by Ty. The intended receiver was Patera, and he stopped running his pattern there, Chris. Really set up a situation where Point Beach almost had an easy pick.
Through slant, really to the short side of the field. You wish sometimes you throw that more to the wider side of the field, but the corner did a great job of undercutting the ball. Really, really played the ball well.
Ty, good-looking athlete. We've already seen him explode once here offensively and had a big special teams return. This is not your everyday Group 1 football program, at least what we're seeing right now. Four wide receivers sent, three right, one up top, formation to the left. Boiler gets it. Looking left, wants to throw. Hit as he releases the football and throws it short and incomplete. Heavy pressure applied that time. Lucas Jordy, I mean, took a good shot at Boiler just as he released the football.
And they were only rushing four, you know, and he barely got 2.5 seconds. You want closer to 3.5 to 4 to get that thing off.
So another punting situation here for South River on a quick three and out. Going back for the beach, number eight, Bill Barry, and Samaritano back there as well. This one, good looking, a rip by Patera. That will bounce at the 34, picked up with the 30 by Samaritano, trying to come all the way across the field and get the corner. Got a good block at the 45, run out of bounds near midfield. Give a lot of credit that time. Number five, that's Drew Napoliano, who made a block to seal the corner, and Samaritano able to get some extra yards. The ball spot right at midfield, where to be first and 10 for Point Beach.
Well, I hate to say it so early, guys, but if South River doesn't hold Beach on this drive, it could be a game over very early in this first half. In fact, early in the first quarter.
Agree, Coach. They need a stop here. Yeah.
4:47 to play. Tight end wing this time to the left, up top to the right side of the formation, Parlo. Fioretti wants to throw off the mark. Intended target was Parlo. And, Chris, that is the one thing probably about the wing tee. Sometimes the passing game that goes with the offense is not very elaborate, let's say.
It's not. That was a basic three-step bop, drop to a short, soft cushion to the wide side of the field. It's more of a play-action offense. You know, it's built in off the counter and the sweep, you know, and you know, it's not a pass-oriented offense. If you're up and in control of the game, it's a pretty good offense. If you're down and you're behind, sometimes it's difficult.
Waggle right and waggle left.
Yes.
Second down and 10 after the incompletion. Split backfield again. Point Beach will go back to the ground attack. It'll be Ty. Hit at the 47, able to fall forward, get close to the 45-yard line. Had been so impressed so far with the running backs of this Beach team, because when they're hit, they just keep moving.
Yeah, a lot of yards after contact, that's for sure. And by the way, Chris, your old nemesis, the Eagles, the program of the shore, on the board again, 13-0.
You had to bring that up, right, Coach?
That's a 2-7 matchup, West Windsor South, the 2 seed in South 4. And Middletown South showing no signs that they're going to lay down. 13-0. The extra point was fumbled, and they tried to run it in, and it failed. So that's why the 13.
Third down and 5. Chris will be twitching up here for the rest of the night thinking about Middletown South.
Oh, man.
Fioretti wants a throw. Hit as he releases the ball. Ooh. Intercepted. Picked off. Patera. And he goes backwards on the return. Stopped by Ty at the 31-yard line. That's a sophomore mistake, perhaps. Fioretti tried to force one. He was hit as he released the ball. Good pressure applied that time by Sam Walker. And on the interception, it'll be South River football. They'll spot it at their own 30.
Yeah, the pressure didn't give him the ability to set his feet. They had the tight end and the wing up to see him. But the corner made a great play. He split the difference between the two. It was a little underthrown, made a nice play.
Boiler going back to work here, and again will empty out his backfield. 5 wide into the game, 3 left, 2 right. Fumbles the snap. Now in trouble, running for his life, lets it go, looks for Patera, has him. Boy, he made a nice interception play, now a nice reception here. Out to about the 45-yard line, a gain of 15. And the Rams finally get themselves, Ed, a much-needed first down.
Yeah, and it was a broken play as he fumbled the snap with no protection, 0 backs. Looked like the big guy up front, number 66. So who is that, guys? Being held big time, but no call from the referee watching it all the way.
Boiler wants to go back to work under pressure again, and will get dropped. Andre Cochran, the senior defensive end, came storming through the line and with a two-hand shove puts Boiler on the turf back to the 33-yard line. A loss of 12 on the play brings up second and 22.
Looked like they were in an empty set, and Beach did a great job. Bought an extra backer, some pressure. They didn't pick it up and, you know, created a loss, a big loss for South River.
on the top half of this bracket. Shore leading Keensburg by a score of 14 to nothing. That's the 1-8 game. And people already starting to talk about Shore and Point Beach in the final. They'll also play on Thanksgiving Day. Boiler on a quarterback option off the left side. Hit at the 35-yard line. Small gain, just about a yard. Brings up third down here in long. Well, Chris, let's go back to the Middletown Southwest Windsor game. We know that sometimes seating plays a big role in things, but off the record, even though you're on the radio, Monmouth County coaches love when they get to go out and play those Mercer County football teams.
Not usually a bad matchup at all. I can't tell you how many times we were in that 6 or 7 seed and went out and played a Hamilton West or Nottingham, and things always seem to work in our favor. Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a number, Matt, to back that up. The last 10 times they have played a Middlesex County team, Middletown South, they are 10-0 last 10 times. Yep. 10-0.
Again, an empty backfield set over the middle. This is going to be interference, clear as day.
Good call. Yeah.
Running down the seam was the tight end, Bobby Applegate, and he got held up and dropped there. It was number 8, Bill Bowery, the outside linebacker on the coverage. And, Chris, we're standing basically in midfield where that infraction took place, and it was a pretty easy call.
Without a doubt. The defensive back was beat at that point and did put a little pressure on the back. It's a good call by the official.
Long Branch has kicked another field goal late in the first quarter, 6-0 Long Branch. Of course, Long Branch kicked a winning field goal the last time they played, the last time both teams played, which was 3 weeks ago, and they won it 24-21. That field goal came on the last play of the game.
Only problem with the pass interference, Chris, we didn't see a flag thrown back by the line of scrimmage. There was a hold on South River, so offsetting penalties. And it brings up third down and 20. So just when it looks like the Rams are going to get themselves a break, they pull the ball back to the original line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line. Same setup here with an extra wide receiver to either side.
Man
one
coverage.
Back in the backfield. Setting up screen. Not going to work. Lucas Jordy, the 6'3 senior, used all 230 running through the line and then extended out. Knocked down an attended screen pass from Boiler. Fourth down and 20, and one more time the Rams will have to punt it away.
I was just going to say, I love this team, I tell you, the goals. If you notice, not one of the players out here with any type of undergarment on, all playing with bare skin, you know. Some of the backups have the undershirts on, but not the starters.
Samaritano and Barry both back deep. Short hanging punt off the left side into the sideline by Patera, and the far side referee will walk it up and will spot it at the Point Pleasant Beach 46-yard line. To talk about great field position here, the Gulls lead it 14-0. If you're just joining us, they took the opening kickoff and in two plays scored from 65 yards out, got the football back again. Another longer drive that time, but resulted in a second score. 1:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluka, and Chris Barnes filling in tonight for Kevin Williams, who, Ed, as we like to say, is what?
On assignment.
On assignment. That is correct. Out of that wing T formation, flags are out right away. Offside looks like it will be the call on South River, and it will give Beach a 1st and 5, and will also take the ball into Ram territory.
Where Beach has been all night, just about. You know, I sort of thought that last interception wasn't really necessary. I know what Coach Wagner trying to do, just mix it up a little bit so they don't come tee off on his running backs. But they were in probably 4-down territory. Probably could have picked up 4 yards is what they needed on that 3rd down. Elected to go with the pass, intercepted.
Samaritano gets the carry off the left side, picks up 2. As he is tackled by Joe Williams, the defensive tackle. Ball spotted at the Ram 47-yard line. We talked about South River. That is a very proud program. They are in the playoffs for the 27th time. They have 9 sectional championships, 4 under the current head coach, Rich Marchese.
They got the 2 300-pounders in there now, don't they, together?
Williams is 1.
They got to be close to that, Coach. They're big.
And they will stack the line of scrimmage here. Quick snap count as Cochran gets it dive play off the left side. Stopped at the 46-yard line. Not much of a gain to speak of. It was Big Joe Williams involved in on that tackle. You know, Chris, you said that, and we all kind of said it before the game. Both of these teams don't really look like Group 1 schools by the size of the players.
No, I was very impressed. Coach had written about it not too long ago, but the personnel on the field for Group 1 schools is pretty impressive.
A lot of talent. We've seen it on display. First quarter winding down here, 30 seconds remaining. Third down and two for the Gulls. They will go with a T formation. Tight ends to either side, three backs in the backfield. Cochran has his number called off the right side. Look at him just lower his shoulder and dive up over the pile. Gets to the 40-yard line. He will gain 6.5 yards. It will be a first down. That will likely take us to the end of the quarter. A quarter so far that has been dominated by Point Pleasant Beach, looking for their first home football state playoff win ever. They've only played one other time here in 1980. First quarter has come to a close. It is 14-0 in favor of Point Beach. We step out here as the Central Jersey Group 1 opening round rolls on. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.